Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your co-host, Derek Hoskins, and with me tonight, as always, is my good friend and yours, the glue, the lovely, the talented, the huggable, the snuggable. I don't think that's a word. I'm going with it anyway. My good friend and yours, Mr. Ian Torrance. Ian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling very snuggable.
I really don't know that that's a word, but I don't care.
It can be. It is now.
It can be. We have had a wild day today. For those that don't know, we live in Southern Indiana. We had a tornado touchdown earlier today. That was a lot of fun. My day job is I'm a mailman, so I got to drive around through all the crazy wind to get to a place to hunker down. That was a blast. Ian, how did that go at your work, bud?
The funny part is, for those of you that don't know, I work in technical support, and I take phone calls all day, and I was on the phone with a guy, and I don't remember what we were discussing. I was discussing part numbers or something, trying to give him some general information on a two-post car lift, and everybody's like Amber Alert basically starts going off in the background, but it's for severe weather. And I'm talking everybody's, and mine's not only going off on my phone, but it's going off on my watch too. So this guy's like hearing it full effect. And he was just like, oh, what does that mean? Is lunchtime there? Or like, what is that? And I was like, no, they got a dinner bell. They ring for that. And it's usually Corey over here ringing the dinner bell. And I said, and nobody could exit out of it. And everybody was trying, and it just was like, no, you can't. It's an emergency. So finally, everybody gets their thing to shut up. And I was like, God, yeah, sorry about that. And he's just like, oh, man, must be real serious. I was like, oh, no, they do stuff like that all the time. And I'm not concerned. We got work to do. And then about that time, somebody walks down the hallway and goes, this is not a drill. Everybody get up. We're going into them. And I was like, oh, yeah, funny story. Never mind. I got to get off here. And he's like, wait, what was the part number? I was like, the part number is. Click. I didn't really do that. I read it again. I was like, I gotta read it quick, man. Everybody's getting up to giving me the look. and everybody gets up, and procedure at our place for some reason, and I'm not trying to sound like that guy right now, but we go to walk, and I guess like everybody, like one of our supervisors offices is one of the hot spots, and they're like, all right, everybody pile in. I'm like, fuck that. I'll take my chances in the hallway. I'm claustrophobic. I can't be in here with all the, I don't know these people. They're breathing on my neck. Somebody's touching me. It was Corey. And
he was just taking the opportunity.
Hey. So Corey's also claustrophobic. I don't know if you ever knew that about him.
I didn't know that he was claustrophobic.
And he's a big guy. That's hilarious. Yeah. And he was in the very back, and people kept piling in. I look over, and he's looking at me like this.
Just sweating and trying to get smaller.
Pretty much. And he just, at one point, he goes, excuse me, I need to get by, I'm claustrophobic, I can't be back here. and I was in the middle of the room, and there are people on all sides, and I was staring at him like this the whole time. And when he started to move, I said, I gotta go with him. And everybody just seemed really bewildered. They were like, okay. I was like, I'm sorry, no offense, you guys are all lovely people. I didn't know any of them. And I go out, and I'm standing in the hallway, and I'm making jokes. I'm just like, man, it's too scrunched over here. I'm going to go hang out by the window. Because we don't know at this point that there's an actual touchdown at this point.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, why didn't we just go into the bathroom? And the men's restroom is overrun. There's not one man in that bathroom. It was all women. And I was like, what if somebody's got to pee? And Corey made the joke. He's like, what if somebody was in there taking a shit when the bell went off and everybody piles in and you're just trapped in there in the stall? Occupado!
Just with your feet up against the door.
Yes. Please go away. It's like Finch from American Pie. Yeah, so So that was our day. We well, were I mean, off the least... phone for 45 minutes when the touchdown happened, and it touched back up. They were like, we got to wait here another however long to get mm-hmm. cleared. And I was like, okay, I'm still standing in this hallway. I'm not going to scratch in this room. And mm-hmm. we're waiting. And I look over and there's a TV over here, and it has like how many people are waiting for the phones in the queue. And I look over and I was like, that thing is at 14.
Oh no.
So, and sure enough, when we get back over there and like you answer your first call, like, well, I've been waiting for 45 minutes. I'm like, we were not cleared to be on the phone. There was a tornado. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, at least you got to be in an office building. I mean, I was on the street, like in my little mail van, and saw a funnel cloud start to form above me. And I just turned and drove home. I was just like, nope, not doing that. I'm going straight home, because the directions that the clouds were going, at least it had already passed my house. So I knew I could get over there and be safe. And Allie and Cass were in the bathtub, so that was fun. And then when I got home today, I found out that Sky was very upset at school because while they were there, like kind of sheltering for the tornado, all she was worried about was me because she knew I was outside, and that made me want to cry. She's such a sweetheart. When I got home, she was almost in tears because she was legitimately so upset because she was scared that I wasn't okay because I was out in it. Not the first time. I'll tell you what. Thank your mailman. We drive around in the terrible, terrible weather, but that doesn't matter. That's not what we're here to talk about today. But it is a funny story. Actually, it's probably more entertaining than we're actually going to talk about today. But before we get to our main topic, I wanted to apologize that we were not here last week to our fan. Thank you to our listener who remains faithful. We appreciate you. But no, we weren't here last week. We were going to be. And what's really sad is last week was our 3-year like anniversary week from when we actually launched the podcast. So we had all these plans to do things, and then something came up. So we'll have a pretty major announcement pretty soon. But that is taking up, we're working on something that's taking up a lot of our time. So if the show gets a little sporadic, just bear with us. We'll be able to announce what's going on very soon, hopefully. But until then, we'll keep talking about whatever, because we don't have any big shows coming for a little while still. There's some shows coming that we could definitely talk about, but Ian doesn't watch TV anymore.
Mm-mm. Not I at watch all. Old shows.
He only watches old. To be fair, look, I do that too. How many times have you watched? How many times have you watched Psych? I know you said you were going through it again.
This is probably at least my fourth, if not my fifth, walkthrough playthrough of Psych.
Yeah,
I think Monk I've done 3 times. Psych I've done 4. This is either 4 or 5. I can't mm-hmm. remember.
I do that.
I brought up Monk because they're both USA shows,
right? I do that with a couple. I've done that with. I think I watched Scrubs all the way through 3 times, which is crazy because that's like 9 seasons. I've done The Office at least 4 or 5 times all the way through.
Office I've done 3,
and then
I will do Office a 4th.
And then Parks and Rec, I think I've done 3 as well.
Parks and Rec, I've started twice up to season 2, and I've never gotten past season 2. And I know that's when it really starts to take
off. Yeah, the end of season two is when it gets better.
And I love the show, don't get me wrong, but for whatever reason, I just never consistently go through because I start like watching shows like this. And I also I started Grey's Anatomy over. From the beginning, I'm only on season 5 of 27 of that.
Say that it's like almost 30 seasons at this point.
Yeah, so Psych will get another. I'm sorry, The Office will get another run through. Psych probably will. I've watched Supernatural several times. That's one of the rotations I do mm-hmm. where I've watched that probably 3 times all the way through already.
I've got to finish Supernatural.
There's a few that I like to do that too.
Yeah, and I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine again. Such a great show. I do that mostly with comedies. I won't do dramas over and over again.
It's rare for me.
But it's just, there's just a comfort level there. I know I can turn it on. I'm not going to miss anything if I'm not paying super close attention. It's something that it's familiar and comfortable. So I like doing it, but there are new things. There's a couple of new shows that that I've gotten some review copies for Nerd Initiative that I'm really excited to watch. So
Well, to me, it's no different than watching like a movie that you really like over and over, like 100 times.
yeah, absolutely. Speaking of which, I'll throw this out for you. I don't know. Did you watch the either of the Sonic movies?
No, still haven't.
They're fantastic. They're so much
I
better than they
hear.
have any right to be. And the only reason I say that is because I'm trying to get screeners for Knuckles because they're doing a show, like a little limited series, and that comes out next month. And I was going to see if you wanted to cover it, but if you haven't
I've
seen
got plenty of
Sonic,
time to watch two movies.
you do, and they're great. They're so good. They're so
I
good.
need to. I
They're
need
so
to.
good. But hey, why? Hey, for anybody listening, for our paperweight fan, thank you for listening and watching. What's a show that you've watched more than 3 times? If you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you comment below. Let us know. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, we're really scatterbrained here tonight.
Oh.
Thank you. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Sorry, Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, so good.
I did that again a few months ago. I watched that all the way through, and I've done that multiple times. That's probably the most the show that I've watched the most over and over again, and that's probably been about 10 times
It's so good.
at the very least.
I tried to break my kids the other day because they wanted to watch something. I was like, I can't watch Paw Patrol or Wild Kratts or Bluey, even though, hey, no shade to Bluey. Bluey's amazing. So is Wild Kratts. Paw Patrol's is fine too. Like I'm not taking a shot at any children's programming. They're all fun. But I couldn't do it. And I was home for the day and I was like, you know what? No, we're gonna watch a real cartoon. And so I turned on Batman the Animated Series and I turned on Heart of Ice and I said, here, watch this. And
Cheated.
they didn't care, but all I thought was, as soon as I hit it, I just went, Nora,
Nora.
Nora, Nora. Heart of Ice. God, that's what we need to do. We need to do a kind of a run through of Batman the Animated Series on this show. That would be so much fun. Let's do a retrospective right
Was
now.
she
Let's start.
really, his wife in the cartoon? She was, wasn't
In
she?
the cartoon, yeah. What was it that they did recently where she wasn't
He
actually
was
his
in the run of
wife?
Batman, I'm pretty sure, where she
Yeah.
wasn't his wife. He was just this
Yeah, he was
crazy
like
person that was
obsessed.
obsessed with her, and
Yeah.
like
I
that's
didn't
what
like that
started the
change.
whole downfall. I didn't either.
I didn't
I
like
didn't
that
either.
change. I
It
think he's a
took
better
away
character.
from, yeah, I think that he's not necessarily a villain per se. He's not a hero or an anti-hero. He's just Freeze. Like he has a heart of ice. So yeah, I didn't like it either, but it was very interesting because it came out of nowhere and I was like, what the fuck? And I couldn't remember if they did that in the cartoon.
Yeah,
I didn't think they
was
did.
it
I didn't think
Rebirth
they
maybe?
did.
Because they didn't do that in New
It
52,
was a
did they?
part of, no, it was a part, I'm almost certain it was a part of Rebirth. And I know I've watched the cartoon, I just said 10 times, but when you watch something and you read something that is in the same universe and you
It
do it at the
melts
same
together.
time and you have the brain that I have, everything melts together and you're like, where did I see that?
Yeah, yeah, it's really difficult to deal with because my brain doesn't work right either. It does the same thing. It mixes everything together.
Interesting concept. Not a huge fan, but I didn't hate it. I liked that they gave it a try. It didn't work for me, but at the same time, it was better than Rick Grayson. So, and I
Oh
brought that up
God.
several times on here,
Yeah,
and I would
and
die
we
on
will
that
keep
hill.
up. We'll keep
Yeah.
bringing it up. I put up that clip as a TikTok because Rick Grayson is not a dick, and that's the problem.
That is the problem. So, Derek, I've gathered you here today for something, well, tonight for something. Something real special in my childhood. Growing up, I was an avid, I'll just say, wrestling fan in general. I grew up watching the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, and then as I got a little older, almost to my teen years, WCW became really popular,
And it was
and
so
the
much better. I will die on the hill that WCW was better.
At that point it was,
Yeah.
and then when the Attitude Era started to come in, I was swaying back and forth. My best friend Ian and my brother and I would all watch it together. We played all the games that would come out. You and I have talked before about some of the classics. So growing up, huge wrestling fan. I know I skim it every now and again now, but I'm not as big into it as I once was. I usually watch like the big four pay-per-views. I don't even think I've done that, which is like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. I have really felt like in the past few years the games have fallen off. I thought the graphics have looked terrible and it just doesn't seem enjoyable and there's just too much going on. But I decided I'm gonna Gamefly 2K24 because it looks really fun. So WWE 2K24, this is what we're gathering here for tonight. I have played a few different modes of this game, and let me tell you, I'm enjoying what I'm doing so far, but let's just talk about where we've come from. So to me, I'm going to go back even further because you mentioned something earlier. I'm going to go further than that. Mine is Super Nintendo. And I want to say it was just WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. And I had that game and I burned that cartridge up. Did you play that?
I did. And it was.
Okay. You did. Excellent. Okay.
See, because this is the thing. I'm not a wrestling fan, even a little bit. I have nothing against wrestling, but it was just never a fandom for me. Like, I feel really bad. I mentioned Nerd Initiative earlier. That's a big thing in a lot of like comic circles. A lot of comic book fans are huge wrestling fans as well. And I feel like I'm so out of the loop because they have these massive conversations on our Discord about wrestling. And they're right now, their wrestling show while we're recording, their live show is going on. And I support them and it's amazing. And I love what they're doing, but I have no idea what they're talking about. But when I was a kid, I loved wrestling. Like, I was a huge fan of the WWF. I remember being violently angry when they had to change it to the WWE because of the World Wildlife Fund or Foundation or whatever it is. That annoyed me to no end. I was like, the pandas? Pandas are taking away the WWF? It was so stupid. But I really enjoyed it. And so I did. I played a lot of wrestling games when I was a kid, all the way up through middle school until I kind of dropped off. Middle school is where I got more into comics and superheroes. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of diverged from wrestling. But I played that WrestleMania game on, I don't think I played it on Super Nintendo. What did I play it on? Sega, maybe? I think they had the same game on Sega, or it would have been at least.
They had something similar, and then there was a regular Nintendo version, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't play it on regular
Nintendo. Super Nintendo was the big one that I played. But they had a few on Sega Genesis. I can't remember if it was WrestleMania, but there was something very similar to it.
I'm wrong. I think the one that I played the most was on PS1, the WrestleMania on PS1.
The arcade game?
Yeah, it was the arcade game on PS1. Yeah, that's the one I played.
I was about to bring that up.
I did play the one on Super Nintendo because I had a friend that had it. But yeah, the one that I played the most was the one on PS1 because I actually think I had that game.
Yeah, I did too on PS1. I played the shit out of that game. They had there was WrestleMania, the arcade game, and then I think there was In Your House, the arcade game, and I had both of those on PS1, and we used to play those. Well, okay, I lied. I played those a lot by myself. I didn't really play those a lot with people. When we started transitioning into, like, this is really going to take you back, man. I don't remember if we've talked about this, if you had one, but we played like the WCW Nitro game and then WCW Thunder. Did you have the triangle that plugged into the PlayStation and allowed four players?
No.
Because remember, the PS1 came equipped with two spots that you could plug your controller in.
I did have a friend that had that, but I didn't get to play it.
Technically, I don't think I had it. Wells had it, so it was like I had it because it was always at my house. But we lived in Presidential here, and Wells lived actually over here where I live now, and it's just right across the field here. So it's like a 5-minute walk if you cut through the field, for those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about. But he would come over there. We walked back and forth so much we burned the path through that field, and our neighbor would always like play with us. He was our friend too. We had a few friends that were, you know, the neighborhood kids, and we would gather usually at our house or his house, and we would play that. And well, Ian would always bring over that thing, that triangle, and it would plug in, and we'd have a 4-player match, and it was really fun. And then they introduced WWF technically at that time, Warzone. And that, if you don't remember, had the most complex move set. You had to hit like left, right, down triangle to do a body slam. It was like playing fucking Mortal Kombat and trying to do a special.
Right.
So That, and then we played a lot of literally Attitude was the name of the game. We played a lot of that, which was the same control scheme. And like back then, you're like, look at these graphics, groundbreaking. And now you look back and you're like, they were terrible. I think earlier you said Super Nintendo was your jam when it came to the wrestling games. It was probably what, Versus the World, maybe?
No. No, N64 was when I played the most.
And what was the game? Do you remember?
It was WCW. Which one was it? There were two WCW games. I always get this mixed up.
There was WCW versus the World. There was WCW versus NWO. There was WCW Revenge. There was WCW Mayhem.
I'm going to Google it while we sit here. But yeah, so okay. I played. All I know is that I was way more into the. It was Nitro, I think. It was either Nitro or Revenge. I can't remember. It was one of those. But we played that constantly. Like, me and my friend Dustin would play every single day that we would hang out together. We would play that. And one of the things that I love so much about that game, because I played like the WrestleMania games, I played a couple of them here and there and had a good time. But with WCW, you got the intros. You got the character intros, and Sting was one of my favorite wrestlers at the time.
Fair.
And he would come in on a wire, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen because, like you said, the graphics are groundbreaking. It looks like he's actually flying in over the crowd with his bat in his hand, and I always did the one with the red face paint.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, man, it was so much fun. And then I would play either as Sting or I would play as, if I wanted to be a real jerk, I would play as Rey Mysterio Jr., because you could not beat that little man.
Who was my favorite wrestler in WCW growing up? Now, Sting was up there as one of my tops, but Rey Mysterio was my favorite wrestler back in the day.
Who was your favorite WWF?
The Rock. The Rock is always The Rock. Even when he was a bad guy, I liked him a lot. I was a big Stone Cold fan in his earlier days, but then his character got like just way too repetitive and just annoying at one point.
Over and over again.
Yeah, and so The Rock was always up there with me personally because, like I said, even when he was a bad guy, he always made me laugh.
Yeah, it was always entertaining.
Always entertaining.
You will never guess who my favorite. So when I was a little kid, I was a Hulkamaniac. Hulk Hogan was my
That's fair. Jam. When I was real young,
100%. But the one that always stuck with me, and I just want, just take two guesses and see if you can guess who it was.
This is going to be WCW or WWF?
WWF. Who went from WWF and went into WWE. So it was in that period in the 90s to the early 2000s. Actually, still, I think, was wrestling within just a couple of years ago.
The Undertaker.
No, but that's a good guess. There's guess number one. You're not going to guess. There's no way. Nobody believes me when I say this.
Your favorite? Nobody believes you?
Yeah, nobody believes me.
And he's wrestled recently.
Yeah, I think so. At least within the last few years. I don't know when he stopped wrestling. He's older now. He's in his late 50s.
Okay. I got so many names, but I've only got one more guess. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you who it is, but I wanted to see if you would guess it in this.
What can you give me any clues whatsoever? Because I want to try to guess this.
Mullet.
Mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. Shawn Michaels.
Best. Yes, Shawn Michaels.
I like Shawn Michaels. I've always liked Shawn Michaels.
Was my favorite. For like forever, like I remember he was one of the wrestlers in that PS1 WrestleMania game, and it was the Heartbreak Kid, and I don't know what it was, but man, I just love Shawn Michaels.
We did a poll at work recently, just randomly. What was your favorite all-time entrance theme song? And I said I have a few, but number one of my tops is that song, the Sexy Boys song. And somebody like jumped my ass and was like, to hear this 6-year-old man still singing about being sexy. I'm like, first of all, he recorded it in his 20s, so it doesn't really count. And third of all, he is still a sexy boy. And
He's a
fourth of
good-looking
all,
guy.
that's a great
It
song, no
is a
matter.
great song.
It's just very catchy. There's that insane fucking guitar riff in the middle. I was like, come on, how do you not like that? That'll get you pumped. He's zip lining down, his little legs are kicking.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know what it
So
is
no, I'll
about.
give you that.
Yeah,
I like him
I really
too.
like Shawn Michaels. He was always a lot of fun to watch.
Agreed. Always entertaining. The
Yeah.
showstopper. Yeah. I don't hate that pick. I don't hate that pick at all. It's funny because we came a long way in wrestling games, and Ian and I used to play the WWE SmackDown versus Raw games. And
Which
I
again, they were
remember,
so
well,
amazing.
actually, I'll take you back even further. There was this game called WWF SmackDown that came out on PS1. There were two versions of that game. So the first one, I'm sorry, there were two games, one SmackDown 1, SmackDown 2. I was a huge fan of SmackDown 1, didn't think they could top it. Two came out and it was absolutely phenomenal. It was the same thing, like you said, man, that was groundbreaking, and the intro's really cool, and the Undertaker actually came out on his motorcycle and the song played, and you can make all these custom matches, and the storyline was really cool, and there was like cut scenes that would happen in the middle from the actual shows, from the SmackDown show and stuff, and it was computer animated, so it was like, oh, that's so cool.
And
And
was
then the
SmackDown the
hell
one time where you was that when you were able to start going backstage and doing fights backstage? Was that SmackDown or was that before that?
So I think that was SmackDown Here Comes the Pain. I can't remember if you could do it in SmackDown 2, but I think in Here Comes the Pain, you start off backstage and you actually have to walk to the
So
arena.
freaking cool.
But in SmackDown 2, I love playing Hell in a Cell matches because you could actually slam them through the cell and they would fall down or whatever. I don't remember which one we were playing, a SmackDown versus Raw, and it was like me and three other of my friends, right? So we're playing a Hell in a Cell match, and I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing more than fairly well. I'm whooping ass in this match, and it's probably like one of my finest moments. So I'm fucking these guys up, and at one point, like they're all down on the ground, and I was up on the cell, and I don't remember, like I was Kurt Angle or something. I like did like a taunt, and he just falls off the top of the cell, and I was like, why would that not, like, you know, stop him, like the animation, and I fall and I hit the ground, and I'll shit you not if the guy who's getting beat up the entire time doesn't pick himself up,
Come
pick
over and
me
pin
up, and pin me somehow.
you.
And I was like, and I lost to the guy who was doing the worst in the match, and I'll never forgive him for that.
Nor should
So
you. Screw that
yeah,
guy. It was your
well,
brother. Screw that
wasn't my brother, not this
guy.
time. But yeah, we've definitely come a long way. I've fallen off with wrestling games. I didn't think they were as entertaining as what they once were, even though they've added all this extra stuff. And I think Here Comes the Pain also was one of the first, like, where you could go fight in the crowd and stuff like that. So to me, they just weren't the same, didn't have that same feeling. I will say, man, this one I've had a lot of fun with. There's a lot of different matches you can do. There's a lot of different wrestlers you can pick, both men and women, different match modes. There's like a My Rise, which I actually, that's the one thing I haven't done, where you create a character and go through. Excuse me. That was one of my favorite things about wrestling games on, especially on original Xbox or Xbox 360, is you can put a CD in, and it's just not that simple, Derek. If my CDs
My
are,
CDs.
got my CDs, it's 2 years worth of
2 years with the
CDs.
CDs. I can't just leave.
I just can't just leave. It's not that simple. So, you used to be able to rip music off CDs, and like that could be your entrance song. And I miss that, man. I don't like that's my biggest complaint about this game is the soundtrack. There's a few like really slow like country songs, and I don't hate that, but in a wrestling game, am
Yeah,
I
it's
just
kind
supposed
of
to come
random.
out to that? And there's only like eight songs on there, so I don't know what happened with that either. But it's fun. I know you probably haven't played it. You probably haven't played a wrestling game since PlayStation 2.
I'm trying to remember what the last one that I played was. I think I played one of the 2K games and remember thinking that it was boring.
Wasn't, yeah, they weren't very
Because,
fun, which is weird
which,
because 2K
here's,
is really good company.
well, I don't know. Well, no, that's not true. 2K usually is good when it comes to the sports games.
Yeah.
And so it was a little strange, but I do know that I've watched some of the videos on this and I've seen, I think the graphics looks great. I think it's great that you're able to bring in some of the like legacy wrestlers. I know that's why our good buddy and co-paperweight pal, God, I haven't used that term in a while, Colonel Bob, bought this because like he said he bought this game because he was going to be able to play as like The Rock and Stone Cold and all that. And so I know that this game has gotten some praise that the other entries in this franchise hasn't. Now, is this a game I would buy? No, but I don't even know if it's on Game Pass. I'll check it out. Because I'll have to look and see because I'm not against them, but I don't have much free time to play games that I actually have to like put time into. Like I bought Baldur's Gate 3. I'm still like only 15 hours into that game, and I bought it in December, and we're in March now. I just never have time to play.
Yeah, I think this is one of those that'd be funner with a group of people, like back in the old day where you can get three of your friends to come over and you have a fatal four way, and then when you get done with that, you jump on some 2K24 and
Does it have couch like?
sorry.
Does it have like the couch matches, like local matches, or do you have to do it all online?
No, I'm pretty sure it does have the couch co-op, so to say. As far as I know, it does have that. I haven't actually tested that yet, but I'm pretty certain it hasn't.
Well, the reason I ask is because a lot of games
A
are
lot of games are
going to
going away from
only.
that, which is
Yeah,
horseshit.
I think it's a terrible idea because, look, some of my favorite memories of playing a sports game, Madden or wrestling or even like MLB games, is being there in the room with your friends and playing these games.
Although it has caused some of our
It
greatest
has.
turmoil
It
as
has
well,
caused some
some
of the biggest
controversy.
fights and the
Not
biggest
between Derek
controversy.
and I.
No,
Never between Derek and
never
I.
between the two of us. It has caused some of the largest fights, but in that, some of the most memorable quotes ever.
Agreed
Because
to this day.
Edgerrin James is not a god. Thank you,
Adrian
Madden.
James is not a god.
They named their field Ketchup. So yeah,
To
I
be
think that they.
fair,
I think
you
it's a
have been
mistake.
passing the entire time.
I'm
I'm
sorry.
sorry. I'm sorry.
Nobody watching this has any idea what we're talking about. It's the
Just
stories that we
you
could
have to
tell.
be there.
You had to be there. Well, but yeah, so I think that it's a mistake to move away from being able to play a game local and right there to sit on the couch next to your friend and play a match. So I think that that's smart for them to have that. But yeah, like I said, this would be one that I'd be interested in playing at least. Is it, do you know if it's cross platform? Most games are
I
now.
want to say it is because I can't remember. I feel like I read that recently that it was going to be.
I'm gonna look it up so that everybody right
This is a
now
terrible review. I haven't done anything. I haven't couch co-op.
does not have cross play multiplayer. Come
It
on.
doesn't.
What in the world?
What was I reading? Maybe they're talking about
I
introducing
don't
it?
know. Maybe they'll do it later. Will it be only be available in new gen console systems? I don't know. See, because
Which
this says it will be, but I
okay.
don't know. Who knows?
Well,
Either way, I.
either way, I think you should give it a try. I don't think you should buy it. I think we
I
should
yeah.
play it. And I think it would be fun for four of us to get together and just kind of mash buttons and play
Mash parts.
the reversal system and a lot of like the perks. What I do like is, do you remember? And I'll kind of wrap this up after this, but do you remember the like if you were getting pinned and they like pushed your body over while they were like going to pin you and you were too close to the rope, it would just call for a rope break. In this one, you actually, if you're so close, you can hold like I think it's circle and they'll actually reach out and grab the rope
Really?
for a rope break. And I was like, that's really
That's
cool.
great. Just that
That's
little
something real
thing.
simple.
Yeah, something small that just adds a little something to it.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I like that. I like that a lot. And there's like a resiliency mode. I think, of course, Hulk Hogan has that. So at one point, I was doing this like showcase mode, and I got knocked down, but I got up again.
Never gonna
Never
keep me
gonna keep
down.
me down. And you just hit R1, and he just pops back up. I'm like, oh, I'm hulking up, boomer. And I was getting too excited on my couch in my living room with no pants on, and not in
Which
a sexual way.
speaking of, I know we're wrapping up. Hulk Hogan, amazing. Hollywood Hulk Hogan, lame.
Really?
I hated Hulk Hogan when he went to the or
When he
WCW.
was Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh gosh. With his
Yeah,
god awful black
playing the
dyed
belt.
beard. Like he dyed his scruff black. Wearing his all black leather and his little skull cap. No, stop it. Stop it. You wear bright yellow and red, sir. Ridiculous. That's
Somebody
it. That's
hasn't
my
watched
only complaint.
enough. Somebody hasn't watched enough Thunder in Paradise. You remember that show he was on with the
Oh yeah.
boat?
Yep. But I'll tell you what I have watched. I have watched Mr. Nanny more than 5 or 6 times. Pinky out. Get that pinky up. Yeah, I loved Mr. Nanny. Mr. Nanny. God, I love that
Oh yeah,
movie. It's
I
such a
love
terrible movie.
that. Oh, I love that and Suburban Commando, but I could probably never
Suburban
and
Commando is great.
No Holds Barred.
And he's got the best cameo in any like 90s movie in Gremlins 2, where he literally is like, he stops,
Oh
he gets up, hey, you gremlins.
yeah.
Let me tell you something, gremlins. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, sorry,
Ooh,
that was
yeah,
Macho
brother.
Man. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. We turned to Macho Man.
Overall, playability wise, one of the funnest wrestling games I've played in a while. I am going to rate this. I'm going to give this an 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
Nice. 8 out of 10. That's not
I
bad.
haven't played all the modes in it yet. So that could go up to an 8.5 because I hear the showcase mode is really fun. Like you said, one of the 2K games I played that a few years ago, and they had like this rookie mode where you like went through NXT and then you rose to the ranks or whatever. And I don't think I played like 4 matches before I was like, God, this is just not, this is the same shit. There's no dialogue, there's no choicing whatsoever to like. There's no choices to where I can choose to do this and do that. And in the old games, they had storylines and there was actual dialogue, and you would actually be able to make choices and all kinds of stuff. And I don't remember what the caption was, but somebody was talking about like realism in wrestling games and people complaining about that and said, I distinctly remember when I was a teenager and I played this game, and somebody pulled out a magic fucking wand and turned my character into a woman. And that was in one of the SmackDown versus Raw games in the story mode, that they've got a magic wand and they, cast a spell on you, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm a woman. You got to go wrestle the women for a little bit. And everybody's like, oh, how soon we forget that shit.
I really wish it's not on Game Pass. I looked it up.
Maybe one day, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe one day. I hope so, because I would like to see it. Or I'd like to play it and check it out, see how it is. But either way, I think you had a glowing review. That's really pretty good, especially because, like I said, the 2K franchise has not been stellar when it comes to WWE. So, all right, man. Anything else before we go and get?
I got nothing. I got nothing,
Awesome.
man.
Well, then we are going to wrap this up here. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. If you are listening on the podcast only, the audio version only, don't forget to rate and review us. It does help us a lot. And to our one viewer, I keep joking. There's more than one of you. We really do appreciate you.
We know there are two of you.
Somehow our podcast keeps getting on the top like 20 list of podcasts in our category, and I can't figure out how that's happening, but we really appreciate it. You make us feel good. If you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, check out our merch store. We do have that. Don't do that. Stop it. That's how you get demons. We've been promoting that shirt quite a bit. That's a fun one. even though the Silver Screen Scoundrels haven't had an episode in 3 months, go check out their merch. With all that being said, if you want to hear my opinions on TV, comics, anything like that, you can click the link in the description to see what I do over on Nerd Initiative. And like I said at the top of the show, we are going to have a pretty big announcement soon. I wish that I could say more, but just get excited. It's going to be excited. We're all very excited about it. And until then, everybody, have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Please drive safely if you're out celebrating in the way that most Americans celebrate this holiday. Please drive safely. Designated driver, your life isn't worth a beer. Ian, talking to you.
Wait a minute. Are you saying my life means so little it's not worth a beer?
Or no, your life it's not worth it.
Worth losing over
a beer. Not worth losing over a beer. Well, I don't know.
Well, the joke's on you, Derek. I don't even like beer.
That's true. You don't. Weirdo. Not even one. Not even one. You've never tried one. Did you try the Cinnabon beer that Greg brought down from Pennsylvania? Because it's incredible.
I tried. He brought a chocolate one time. You remember that?
I wasn't a big fan of the chocolate. Was it the one that they actually made with like the Hershey's chocolate from the
Hershey pretty factory sure.
There? I wasn't so huge on that one.
So let me tell you. So now hear this. I was at the bar one night with a friend of mine, and we were just about to leave, and there was a group of guys there, and he knew them, and they come over, and we sit down, we're talking, we're joking. And like I said, I'm about to get up. I'm about to walk out, and they come over and they sit some beers down. And I'm like, "Oh, please God, don't tell me this is for me." And he slides one toward me, and he was just like, "For you." He didn't sound anything like that, but it was a Modelo.
Oh yeah.
And if there's one thing I don't like, it's beer. If there's two things I don't like, it's Modelo beers. And I was like, "Oh man, okay, I'll do one." And Derek, it took me forever to get it down to this point. And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, you know, I got to go." And he comes back over and he's got another one. And I'm like, "Fuck." So I'm just brutally suffering through this thing. And my friend Cody's like, who loves these things, he's like, "Oh, well, if I would have known that all I had to do was get you a drink of Modelo, I would have just bought you one. Now I know how to get you." And I was like, "No, it's different because you're my friend and I wouldn't feel rude. I'll tell you to fuck off any day of the week." I was like, "You know, I'm just meeting these guys and they seem so cool, and I don't want to, you know, just get up and be like, yeah, never mind."
Did they actually have an accent? Beer. Because you did the
technically.
Did, the accent. Did they actually have an accent? Because I have.
They were Hispanic. They were Hispanic. They were European. Yes, they were drinking Modelo's.
I wasn't gonna say it.
I wasn't gonna say it up because I didn't want you to make fun of my new amigos.
No, the reason
cool, by the way.
But they were. I have no doubt there. But they were amazing. The reason why I'm laughing about that is because, do you remember Spider-Man, our friend Chris?
Oh, God, yeah.
When he turned 21, we took him to the boat, and I was the designated driver, even though his mom went with us, and I drove her car, but I was the designated driver. And so we went to, we stopped off in Vivi after the boat to go to, what is it? The River House or River Town or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember what it is there.
And, something about a river.
Yeah. And there was this middle-aged Asian man there that didn't speak a lot of English. He looked like he was a regular, and he found out that it was Chris's birthday, and he came over with a round of like Jello shots for everybody. And it took me a solid 3 to 4 minutes to get him to understand that I was driving and I wasn't drinking. And it was this comedy of errors of him like, no, free, free, free. And he kept holding it up. I was like, no, I'm
it's good.
Driving. I finally like had to like pantomime driving. And he goes, "Oh, wait." And he ran back to the bar and he came back with a Coke. He goes, "Here." And I just smelled it.
Oh, like, what a nice man.
A rum and Coke? But anyway, it was a Coke. He was awesome. That guy was amazing.
There was Jello floating in it.
Yeah, this is safe. But yeah, that's why I thought it was funny that the people that were coming up and handing you alcohol had an accent of some kind, because he did not speak English well.
These guys didn't speak English.
Heck of a dancer, though. I can tell you that. That jukebox was going.
Okay. It was a rocking.
So yeah. That's Have you awesome. Guys played WWE 2K24? Let us know in the comments. Let us know what you thought about it. Do you have a funny story where someone who maybe not, maybe English isn't their first language, came up and tried to get you to drink something you wouldn't have had normally at a bar. Let us know those
Was
stories.
It me? Could have been me.
It could have been Ian. He's bad about that. But either way, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Bear with us as we get everything in it together for this big announcement that we're going to have. And for Ian, I've been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I forgot the outro. We will see you next time.